Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore continues our series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
I never go to bed condemned. Never. I never go to bed feeling like I haven't apologized to somebody. I haven't taken care of something that I needed to take care of. Because always before I go to sleep, I'm laying there praying and asking the Lord. And again, that is like the devil's favorite time for his condemnation parties. And if I feel like I've eaten more than I should have eaten, I don't forget what night it was. A lot of stuff was going on. We were doing a lot of stuff. And we had someone that went home to be with the Lord like in the middle of the night. Nancy called me, 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that? And she said, what are you doing? And I was on my treadmill because I was condemned because of what I'd eaten that day. And it wasn't a whole lot, but I was condemned. And you know what? It's so much better to get the condemnation out. If you've got to get up and run around your house or do some sit-ups, you don't have to have a treadmill. You can do sit-ups. You can do jumping jacks. You can do anything to get you out of condemnation. Do not be condemned, because condemnation is the devil's playground, and you will have faith for no area in your life if you're condemned. What if something happens in the middle of the night that you have to use your faith for? There you'll be, condemned. Do not go to bed condemned. Do whatever it takes to not be condemned. Now, I'm not advocating that you do some of these things that some of these girls do and they just let their conscience, you know, eat them alive because they have eating disorders. And there are people that have eating disorders and they exercise 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I am not advocating that because it is not God. My God, your God, will not direct you that way. What I'm talking about is being led by the Lord. And if you're feeling condemned about something, you take care of it, whatever the situation is. Because it's not God that's condemning you, it's your heart that's condemning you. And therefore, you need to have confidence toward God. And the way you have confidence is if your heart doesn't condemn you. So, do things that encourage yourself to stay out of the places that cause you to be that. If you know that every time you go into your child's room, it raises your temper, then make your wife go in there. If you have a problem with your temper and you beat your children. If you know that every time you go to do this particular job, you have to take extra drugs in order to do it. Quit the job. Find something else, but the pressure's not there to do that. If you know that every time you get in these situations, it causes you to want to smoke. Or it causes you to want to do whatever that is not normal and natural for your health of your life and being, then get out of those situations. Don't even go in your favorite restaurant right now. Don't even go in the ice cream store right now. Don't even go down those aisles at the grocery store. Keep yourself in control. Know your limits. Okay? Then the last thing, yay, say yay, the last thing for tonight. The last thing is confess the truth over yourself. And we've touched on this just a little bit, but I want to give you these same truths that we've talked about, some Bible ones and some natural ones that I think will help you. First off, 1 John 4:4, we talked about it last week. Greater is he that's what? In me. The greater one is in you. You do not have to yield to the chocolate cake. Or some people, it's not even candy. Some people, it's mashed potatoes. You know what your limits are. Don't cook mashed potatoes. Don't go to Kentucky Fried and buy them by the quart. I used to. You're laughing, but I did. And eat a whole quart right there by myself. Laugh if you want to. I don't care. Laugh. Yes. Because if you're laughing at me, you're not laughing at yourself. I always so key that, you know, if they're talking about me, they ain't talking about somebody else. Let them talk on. So glory to God, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And Philippians 4:13, y'all should really, if you're dealing with things in a different area, write some of these down. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I mean, get you some index cards. Take your medicine. Get in your closet. Get in the bathroom. Carry them in your back pocket. Put them in your purse. Read your scriptures. You cannot do it on your own. We've already proved that. I already proved I couldn't do it on my own. You may be greater than me and you may can do it on your own. Well, you know, that's yet to be seen. But God can help you to do it. And then 2 Corinthians 2:14, thanks be unto God, what? Always causes you to triumph. You always win in Him. You may get knocked out this round, and you may get knocked out the next round, and you may get knocked out the next round. But guess what? The fight's not over. You get up again, you wipe your nose off, and you say, no, I'm winning this. I'm going on. I always win this. I always win. I always win. No matter if you lost the last 12 battles, you get up and say, I always win. Always. Try it on for size. I always win. I'm not talking about the fight with your husband now. I'm talking about your particular battle in your life. Say, I always win. Okay, here's some real good natural ones for you if you're trying to control some things in your life. I have a speedy metabolism. Yeah, lightning fast metabolism. That's a good one. Supercharged metabolism. Whatever word you like, you know. Find something that you like. I lose weight easily, and this is the catcher. I never gain it back. Always add that to it, because the devil will play on it. What comes out of your mouth does matter. Confess it with your mouth, and it'll work for your life, for every part of your being. I always lose weight, and I never gain it back. I always control my temper, and I never lose it again. I always am to work on time. I'm never late. Somebody laughed on that one. It must have been applying to them. I always have patience with my kids and never lose my temper. I always know what to do in every situation. Whatever applies to you, find you something and confess it over yourself. If you're going a day without making confessions over yourself, then you're going in the wrong direction. You remember in the 70s, how many of you remember in the 70s? It was like the most popular thing in the whole wide world. People had confession stickers covering their whole refrigerator. They had confession stickers, you know, in their car. They had confession stickers on their doors, on their mirrors, on everything that you could find. There was confession. But how many of you, if I walked in your house right now, you had a confession somewhere? Glory to God! Yay! We got a faith church here. That's a good thing, because if you're confessing things over yourself, then God has a legal right to do those things in your life. You take the devil's power away from you. And then another good one is, I am in control of my body. Maybe you've had a trouble with porn. Maybe you've had trouble with affairs. Maybe you've had trouble with whatever it is, you know, sexual things or physical things or mind control things or whatever it is. You are in control of your body. Say that over yourself. It only does what I want it to do. And then my favorite, last but not least, I love to exercise. Y'all want to try that one? No? 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 Some of you don't even want to say it. You don't have to say it. I love to exercise. I love to exercise. What is it they say? For every mile you walk, it adds a year to your life, or something along those lines, something to that effect. I mean, how many years you want to live? You know, I mean, you may want to live a few extra ones. Some of you may have, if your grandparents die and they've got billions of dollars, you may only have a few years to spend it. So if you don't start walking, you know, don't laugh at me. I'll tell Keith on y'all. No, stand up on your feet. And let's confess some things over ourselves, and let's look to the Lord for that strength. I don't know if I've helped any of you guys. I feel like on some of this stuff that it's just the mercy of God, you know, that I am where I am. And I mean, my heart goes out to anybody that's trying to overcome in an area of their life. Because, I mean, the devil is so stinking mean that he will do everything to steal your joy and to steal your faith in that area. He will do everything, like what she was saying. You have to, when you get depressed, it's like, okay, where's the chocolate ice cream? When, number one, why are you depressed to begin with? The joy of the Lord is your strength. What are you looking at that's making you depressed? Get these scriptures out that cause you not to be depressed to begin with, because there's nothing that you cannot overcome with Him. Nothing. No matter what the situation is in your life, no matter what the area is in your life, you can overcome all things through Him, and you can always triumph. You can always win. So if you're here and you think, well, what is that church doing? What are they talking about? If you're a visitor, because I know on Friday nights we have visitors that, you know, come from everywhere. And I tell you what we are. We are a church that is going to, let's see the word I'm looking for, represent the Lord properly. We're going to have our love straight. We're going to have our finances straight. We're going to have our bodies straight. We're going to be healed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. And there's not going to be, you're not going to ever have to preach a word to anybody when they see you walk in a room and you've got a smile on your face and you look like you've got some money and you don't look like you're sick and you look like you just drove up in a Cadillac and you're in good shape physically. They're going to want to know what you're doing. Because you look at the news and what is 90% of what's on? Our society, 75% of our children and adults are obese, obese, obese. Well, what about the church? Does it have any more control than the world does? It should. It should. But if we look exactly the way that the world looks in every circumstance, we're driving an old ragged car. We're sick. We weigh 500 pounds. We're broke. Then why does the world want to come and join you and go to church or get saved? There's no reason. But I tell you what, you get this new diet and it's working for you and the whole world is looking for an answer. I mean, I guarantee you, if there was a pill that you could give somebody that they could lose 50 pounds, they would be, you couldn't even count the money the rest of your life, how much money they would make for losing weight. So we're going to learn to control our flesh to where if we can control it in this area, we can control it in this area and this area and this area. And this is a catalyst to the whole rest of your life, whether you recognize it or not. It is the answer to things you've been praying about your finances and about your healing and about your jobs and about your everything else. Because if you can control your life, the Bible says control your mouth. Well, duh, where does food go? Right in that mouth. It's not just talking. You control that mouth. The Bible says you can control your whole body. You can control every part about you. So can you do it? Yes, we can do it. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Confidence and Condemnation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R116. That's R116, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.